Begin the current daf Masechta Sukkah daf Yud Gimel. Begin 5 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is, we mentioned in our Mishnah that chavilin, bundles of even kosher schach, are possible to be used. And the reason for that is gzer drabanan, because of what's called gzer sa'itzer. We're concerned that if we let you use, even though you're putting on things which have the two criteria of schach, which are the gerduli karka, they grow from the ground, and they're not makabel tumah. However, if we were to allow putting it in bundles, it might happen, which was common, that people would be carrying bundles on their shoulders, coming home from a long day of work, and they're going to go ahead and just put up on top of their hut, which is to just let it dry out. Now, if we allow bundles, they might say, hey, you know that bundle that I left up on top over there throughout the summer months for it to dry out? It's already Sukkah's time, let me just leave it there, and that will be kosher Sukkah, because we're allowed to use bundles. Now, that would be problematic, because that actually would be possible midiraisa because of what's called tasa, but also, since it wasn't originally made for the intention of being a sukkah, or even for providing shade, it was just there to dry out, now that would be v'loimina osoy from what was done, invalid. Now, halachically, you're just going to try to change the status of it by saying, hey, now let it be a sukkah, that will be indirectly made. That's called the invalid of tasa v'loimina osoy. So if we said you can never use bundles so that we shouldn't come to such a situation where it would be possible midiraisa. Now, Gemara continues on that theme. It tells us, however, there are certain exceptions to this halacha, and the Gemara will continue on many different variations of this halacha of igud, of when things are tied together, again, which is related to the topic of our Mishnah, of chavili kash, chavili etzim, of all these bundles, about using them for a schach. So, Amar Rav Gidol Amarav. He says, hayav kusa de dikla. These shoots, these small branches that come out from the bottom of a tree, which is closer to the ground, when it has all these smaller branches all around, misachin behu, you can go ahead and use these things as schach. Afagav da gidi. Now, although by the palm tree in the bottom, you have these branches, which although they're really bundles, because each branch has many different pieces coming out of them, so hence on some level that they are bundles, and we said that bundles you can't use for schach, but eged b'yishamayim lo yishamay eged, a bundle that's made by heaven, that's not called a bundle. And that is that these bundles, which, again, although they're attached, and in a sense they're similar to the case of the chavile kash, chavile etzim, of all the things that we said you cannot use, but since here it's, although there's on this one branch that you're pulling off and you're using it, has many branches coming out of it, so in a sense it's like a bundle, but a bundle that was made by Shemaim is not related to the concern that we had. Our whole concern was that you might have a bundle which was only what you're coming out from the fields with and you're tying it together. That would be considered something related to the concern of then you can never use a regular bundle which was tied by mankind. But a bundle which was made by Shemayim, that was never included in the Gezerah. Now, moreover, Avagav Dehadu Agidlehu. Now, even if the person ends up going and he ties up that bundle, which was already, it's formed already in the form of a bundle, which in other words, the branches that come out towards the top, he wants them to lie flat because the way they branch out, they go in different directions and it doesn't close the holes where he wants it to be entirely covered. So now he himself goes and he closes up that natural bundle. Even that would not be considered a problem because igud b'chad, unifying, bundling a singular item, which is one thing, and you're just wrapping it up in of itself, that's not called a bundle until you put something else with it, and then you're tying together two different things, or possibly three different things, that would be considered an igud. However, these branches which come out, either afkus the dikla that's on the bottom of the palm tree, although it's a bundle, that's not a problem because it's a natural bundle. Even if one goes to tie up that bundle, that also would not because it's one item. It's not considered a bundle until it's at least more than one thing. Similarly, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Ravina Bar Shila, similar halacha, where he says, Hani dekri dekane, these stalks of the cane, which is essentially the same thing as afkusa de dikla, it's just that one is talking about by kanim, by reeds, and by a cane, and one's talking about by a dekla, by a palm tree. But he says the same halacha that mesachin b'hu, you can go ahead and use these stalks of the cane as schach. Avagav dagidininu, even though they're bundles, they don't come in one stick, it's a bunch together. But egid b'deshamayim l'shmi egid, a bundle made by heaven, that's not considered a bundle to say that this will be considered in the isur drabonan of chavili kasha, chavili etzim. And avagav dahadir agidlu, even if the person ends up going and tying up that bundle itself, Again, tying up one thing is not considered a bundle. If you wrap up one stick of bamboo, that's not considered a bundle, and hence that would not be, again, in the Psul Rabbanon of the Gezerah of making bundles for Schach. The Gemara says, Tanim Halacha is similar in the Braisa, the same Halacha, regarding this second version of the stalks of cane, that it says, Kanim, regarding cane, for the Kranen and stalks, Mesachimhen. You could make Schach out of them. Now, the question of Kanim is Peshita. The case of cane is pretty obvious. Why wouldn't you be able to? It's not a bundle. It's not something that it's something that comes from the ground. It's not Makabel Tumah. So on that, the Gemara says, Ema, so then you should read it, and that's what is supports this opinion of Ravina Bar Shila, that Kanim Shel Dekranim, we're talking about the cane, that's of the Dekranim. In other words, where it's coming out of from the root, like in many different branches together, and that still mesachin behen, that's what we're saying, that you can still use the mesach, and we do not consider like a bundle. Again, that was the chiddush that we were saying, because since it's egged b'dei shemayim, that's not considered an egged, and it's not included in the Issur Rabbanon of Chavilim. Now the Gemara continues with an unrelated, but by the same Amayra, from Rav Chisda Amar Avina Bar Shila, he says, Hani Mirirta, this mar, which is a reference to the chazeres, the lettuce, the agma, that's from the swamp, Adam Yitzi Behen Yudei Chavasim Pesach, a person could fulfill his obligations of mar on Pesach with this type of mar, which is called the mar of the swamp. Now the Gemara asks, Meisrei, we'll learn the Mishnah Masechtas Negoim that says, Ezoiv, it says many times in the Torah that a certain process is needed in Ezoiv, which is a certain type of herb. Now that, the Mishnah Negoim tells us, whenever it says you have to use the Ezoiv, was V'loi Ezoiv Yavin, not a Greek Ezoiv, V'loi Ezoiv Kecholi, not a blue Ezoiv, V'loi Ezoiv Medbari, not the desert Ezoiv, V'loi Ezoiv Raimi, not the Roman Ezoiv, V'loi Ezoiv Sheish L'Shem Levi, or any other Ezoiv, any other type of herb that's Ezoiv, that has an accompanying name to that, for example, Roman, anything that's qualifying that Ezoiv, that will not be able to fulfill the chiv of Ezoiv, which is necessary, for example, like by the Paraduma and by other types of people with their Tahara processes. Now, the question of the Gemara is, here it says in the Torah that one is supposed to have al matzah umereimim yechlu, he's supposed to have it with marur, and it doesn't say any other addendum, it doesn't say any other qualifying name on the marur. And here it's Mor de Agma, which is an accompanying name. It's Shem Levi. So the Gemara is asking from the Mishnah Negoim that we see when it just says Ezev, it means only Ezev, nothing else. So how could we say that the Mor of the Agma, which is a qualifying type of a Mor, that you can use it if you should only be able to use Mor plain with no other accompanying name? So the Gemara gives two answers. Am Abaye says, Kol shenishtana shmoi kodem matan Torah. Anything that had a deviation, had different names before Matan Torah, which, in other words, there were many different species, many different types of that thing, and each one has its own accompanying name which qualifies what type it is. For example, blue Ezoiv and all these other types of Ezoiv. Now, in before Matan Torah, it had its own name. There were distinct different types. And yet, Ubasa Tervik Bidolov. Now, the Torah, so to speak, when it was given, was qualifying after we already knew all these different names. And yet the Torah is particular about it, because in many times when in all the places where it mentions the Ezev, it says just Ezev. And not one of the places did it say one of these other names that one can use it. So from that you could infer that Beyiduah Yesh L'Shem Levi, that when you know that there is an accompanying name, that the Torah is particular and that says that you cannot use that, and you can only use the Stam Ezev, the one that has no other qualifying name to it. However, Vahani, but this case of Mor, that specific of the Mor of the swamp, it didn't have any other names before Matan Torah. When the Torah was given, all the Mors had one name. They were all called Mor. And therefore, when the Torah says that you should eat it, Almatzes Umereimim, it was including this type of the Mor, of the Agma too, because that name was only introduced after Matan Torah. So therefore, when the Torah says plain Mar, that will not show you that we didn't want any other these other qualifying Mars, because when the time in that time by Matan Torah by Har Sinai, they all were called Mar, and therefore they're all included in the definition of Mar. That's one answer. Rav Amar, he says that truth Hani Mirirta, these Maras, in truth Stama Shemayu, the Mar of the swamp is really its real name is just plain Mar. The Haidikari Luhu Mirirta Agma, the reason why we call it as if it has a qualifying name of the Mar of the swamp, is only Mishum Nimishtakeach Ba'agma, it's because it's found in the swamp. but really its true definitive name, which when the Torah is referring to something, it's included in the Hebrew word that it is, it really is the word Mar. It is Meraimim. We only call it Mar Leswam because that's where it's found. But however, when the Torah says Meraimim, it will include, just like Ezav includes only the Ezav but not other types, here in Meraimim actually is that type. It's just called Agma, just as a way for us to identify where it's found. Now, again, going back to this topic about Igud, about bundling things up, the Gemara says, Amrav Chizda. So it says, as we said before, that an Egid B'dei Shemayim that's made by heaven, that's not called a bundle. We said that if it's just one item, that will not be considered a bundle. So now Amrav Chizda, he qualifies to understand when do we call something a bundle, when not. So in metrics. He says, Igud B'chad Lo Yishmei Egid. He says, bundling one thing together is not called a bundle. Now, that has halachic ramifications, as we said regarding halachas of schach, where we said you cannot use a bundle, midrabanan, that will not be a problem if it's one thing bundled up, because that's not considered, quote, a bundle. And also, the halacha will have ramifications regarding where we say by the ezav, that you have to have an agudas ezav, it has to be a bundle of ezav. That would mean if you're taking one and tying it together, bundling it together, that's not considered a bundle, it has to be more than one. Shalash shmei egid, if there's three items, then that's most definitely considered a bundle. So by Ezav, that would be considered agudas Ezav. Regarding Schach, if you have three together, that for sure will be possible because of this gzera of having it in the bundle. But Shnayim is machlekes Rabbi Yisrael Banan. Having two things tied together is a machlekes if that's considered a bundle or not. That's not like Mishnah Masechtas Par, where it says the mitzvah Ezav, the mitzvah of the Ezav, which is one of the different processes of the Par Aduma, are supposed to be shleisha kochim. You have to have three roots of this ezav. Ubehen shleisha givalim. Now, from these three roots, you have to have three stems, which means that you have to have at least one stem for every root. Now, in the context of this halacha by Paraduma, this stem, this gival, was the middle stem, which on the top of it was where the seeds were, similar to flax. Now, that's the opinion of the Chachama, the Tanakama. Rabbi Yisem, he says, and the Gemara later on will explain exactly what is it that they're arguing about. He says, Mitzvah Ezav, the mitzvah of Ezav is Shleisha Gevoilin. Again, like the Tanakhama said, it has to be, you have to have three stems. Vishiyarav, and its remainders, and that is if, let's say, later on one of them falls out, so then its remainders will be kosher if you have Shnaim, as long as you have two. Now, Vigardumov, which means the stubs, which is because they would spray it with it many times, so because these stems are very soft, so they break, so kolshu, whatever is left over in the bundle will be kosher, as long as it's left over from each and every one, just a little bit, so that you should at least have a remainder of it being bundled, whatever is required in the bundle, even though that stem itself broke off, as long as there was just a little bit left, now and you still have that bundle, so that will be kosher. That's the machlekes that we find between Rabbi Yisi and the Rabbanon in the Mishnah Masechtas Nagoyim. Now, the Gemara explains. So, Kasalka Daitan, so it was assumed that this that Rav Chizda had said that by two, that's where we have, if two is considered a bundle, we have machlekes Rabbi Yisi and Rabbanon. So, he was explaining the machlekes as follows. Medishiyarev Shnayim, from the fact that we find by Rabbi Yisi that he says that the remainder, if let's say one of the three stems falls out, and the remainder is two, so the Gemara assumed that what Reb Chizda was saying was that Tchilasi Namishnaim, that means that even initially, after the fact, if one goes ahead and does that, B'diyavet, even two would be good to start off with. V'haydik Tani Shleish, and this that he said, Reb Yisi, that one should start off with three, that was only Limitza, that was only Ketchila to say that preferably that's what you should do. But if you don't do it with three and you do it with two, so that will also be okay. And therefore, and the fact Rabbi Yisi holds that the third one is only for a mitzvah, must be the Rabbanan Shleish L'Akev, must be the Rabbanan, are the ones that hold that no, three is Mi'akev, it will withhold the validity. If one does not have three, that will not be valid at all. Because if they also hold that three is only L'Mitzvah, but not to be Mi'akev, it won't hold back, and that after that it will be kosher B'dievet with just two, so then what exactly would Rabbi Yisi be arguing under Rabbanan? And what would be the machlikis that Rav Chizda said if, according to Rabbi Yisi, that it sounds like that it would be considered an egit, and according to Rabbanan, it wouldn't be considered an egit. So that's what it sounds like, that the Gemara was assuming what Rav Chizda was trying to say, that this is the machlikis between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbanan, if two is considered a bundle or not. Seems like Rabbi Yisi holds two is considered a bundle, Although we prefer a 3, but 2 also works. So you see 2 is considered an igud, which is what has to be by the process of ezev by the paraduma. And the Rabbanu hold that that wouldn't be considered good. Now that the Gemara asks, but Tanbulu in the Brisa seems to contradict the way Rav Chisda, which the way we're assuming Rav Chisda wants to interpret this Mishnah Masechtas Paro. The Brisa says as follows, Rabbi Yisi Aimer, he says, ezev, and the Gersa adds on the shin, ezev shet chilasa yishnayim, the ezev, this certain herb that if you started off with 2, the shiyar of echad, and the remainder is only 1, that's going to be possible. And truthfully, even if you start over 3, which according to everybody is a kosher igud, but then 2 fell out of the bundle and you're only left with 1, that would also be possible. The ena kosher at shei tchilosei shloisha would only be valid to be used as the ezev for the process of the paraduma, which is used to sprinkle the person, up until that you have 3. In other words, it will not be kosher only if you have 3, but less than that, that's not going to be considered a bundle at all, which this obviously contradicts what we were assuming up until now, that Rabbi Yisi is the one that holds that 2 is considered igud. Here he states clearly in the Brisa that 3 is the only way to go. You can't do it with less than 3. V'shiyar v'shnayim, however, as a remainder, if this is 1 fell out, then it's okay to be done with 2. But to bundle it together initially, when you're bundling it, you can't bundle 2. If you bundled 3 and then 1 falls out, so it was already a bundle, then we consider it kosher with 2. So that obviously contradicts what we wanted to say. The Rebbe would hold that 3 is only lemitzvah when he says clearly that it's not true. It would only work only with 3. So the Gemara says, epoch. So the truth is, it's the opposite of what we said. Now we wanted to explain our assumption of Rav Chisda that l'Rabbi Yisi shleish le'akev. Actually, it's Rabbi Yisi who holds that 3 is the only way that it's going to be considered an igud, like he says over here clearly in the Braisa. And from that we could infer that Rabbanan shleish le'mitzah must be that Rabbanan actually, they're the ones that hold that 2 will be considered an igud. And although they say 3, that's only le'mitzvah. Vatanya, and this is similarly how we learned in the Braisa, and we have to say that this Braisa is the opinion of the Rabbanan, because Rabbi Yisi stated clearly, as we just quoted in this Braisa, that 3 are miyakiv. So if we're quoting now in the Braisa that there's a pin that holds that 2 will work, it must be that's the Rabbanan, and that's machlikas Rabbi Yisi Rabbanan, if an igud of 2 is considered igud or not, and that you need 3. As the Braisa says, ezev shetchilas yishnayim, ezev that starts off initially with 2, that's going to be kasher. B'shiyar of echad, and if the remainder is 1, that's also going to be kosher. Ve'enu pasul, and it's not going to be pasul initially when you're starting off. Ad shehei tchilasai b'shiyar of echad, until you start off and your remainder is going to be 1. Now, so obviously this is clearly the machlekes, if 2 is considered a bundle or not, because this opinion quoted in this brisa says that you could have tchilasai shnayim, you could start off with 2, and you could even have a remainder of 1. Now, however, the Gemara is going to ask a question now, because it's assumed that the seifa of the Braisa is explained that the remainder is not pasul until you have 1. Now, the question then becomes, shiyar of echad. Now, would you assume that when it says that if there's 1 remainder, that it's going to be pasul? Ha'amrit shiyar echad kasher, but then we said in the first part, the remainder of 1 is kasher, and that is, although we said clearly that, yes, this Braisa is the opinion of the Rabbanon, who they say, not like Rabbi Yisi, that 2 will work, although we want 3, that's lemitzvah, but 2 will be considered igud. However, the Braisa seems to be paradoxically contradicting itself in the sense of what is the halacha with shiyar of echad. The first half of the Braisa says that you could start off with 2 and the remainder of 1 will be kasher. Then it says, but it won't be possible until you start off and that your remainder is 1. So is the remainder of 1 good or is it not? So the Gemara continues in Amud Beis and says, Ella, rather, that it's going back on regarding Tchilasai. And this is what the Braisa was saying at the end, that Ema say that it's not going to be possible initially when you're coming to do it, Ad sheyehei Tchilasai kishayarev, until when you're starting to do it, if you're going to be doing the same way of how it is kosher when it's its remainder, which is Echad, which is 1. And that is, it's not contradicting, actually, it's just qualifying this psul of tchila, which we said that it's only pasul. Initially, we said 3 is lemitzvah. This is a pinyin rabbanan. 2 is kasher. 1 is going to be pasul, which that's the way the sefer, the Braisa is saying it, is that if you're coming to do initially, as is kosher, shiyarev, which is 1, that's going to be pasul. However, ultimately, what we see is that according to rabbanan, the 3 that we had originally quoted from their opinion was only lemitzvah, because if it would have been li'akiv, then what would be the difference between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbanan, who Rabbi Yisi himself holds that 3 is li'akiv, must be there the opinion that says 3 is lemitzvah. And again, that was how Rav Chisda said that 1 is not a bundle, 3 is a bundle, and 2 is a machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbanan. Now the Gemara continues on this theme about chavilim, about bundles regarding halachas of schach. So Darsh Meremer expounded, and he says, Hani isur yasa desura. These bundles of reeds, which they used to make in surah to sell in the marketplace. Now they would sell in certain amounts, so they would it would be numbered. So they would make bundles and say that they would sell a bundle of 10, a bundle of 15. So the halacha is actually mesachchen hu. You could go ahead and use them as schach. And we're not concerned about the gezerah of oitzer that we're concerned about, that if you're going to allow bundles, you might come to go ahead and leave the bundle that was left from the summer months just drying through, and then that's going to be a psol derais of tasav lemon asoi. And the reason is because actually these bundles are never usually left in their bundling, to which was the whole reason of the psul of bundles, that because you might leave it in its bundle to dry out, because avagav da'ogden, although these are bundled, but leminyan ba'almahu da'ogden, they're only bundled as a way of keeping them numbered, so that we can sell a bundle of 10, a bundle of 15, a bundle of whatever it is, until they're sold. But actually, the one who purchased these bundles, to dry them out, they first untie the bundle, and therefore, someone that uses them for schach, for the purpose of sukkah, they don't have to go ahead and untie it for it to be kosher b'schach, because here there is no application of the rabbinic decree of gezeres oitzer, because the whole thing is, you might come to leave it in its bundle. These bundles actually are never left when they're dried out in bundles. They actually untie them first, so there's no reason for the concern, and therefore these things, these bundles are not included in that isser, and you could actually make schach out of these in their form of bundling. Now continuing on this theme of the psul of eged, of bundles for the halachas of schach, so Amar Babi says, Hani tzrifi, these huts, which are these rounded huts, like a dome on the top, which is, it comes to a cone, actually, to the shape of a cone, and the bird trappers, the hunters, would hide inside these little huts that were funny, that they're made out of willow branches. Now, the way they would build these structures would be that they would weave it on the bottom. It was like a cone shape, so it would be wide on the bottom, but they would weave it on the bottom so that to keep it together. And on the top, we would come to a corner, so then they would tie it together, all these willow branches, with one knot with a rope, which is similar to how the nets that they would catch little fishes with. That's how it was in this shape, going up to a cone. Now, Kivin Shuhutra Rashim Adam Shalam, so Rebbe says that once the upper knot, which is what ties it together on the top, once that's untied, then kasher, and then they're kasher to be used for schach. So the Gemara asks, but va'agidi mitatoi, but they're still tied together on the bottom, which we said that they're braided, that it goes through them to then braid it on the bottom, but they're still attached. Why shouldn't that be the psul of a bundle? So on that, the Gemara says, Amra Papa Hisa answers to Sharilahu. He says, actually, you untied that braid which was on the bottom. Now, you don't have to actually pull out the braid that goes through all of them on the bottom, as long as you untied it. So that's enough for it to be considered not a bundle anymore. However, Rav Huna Bar Yeshua Amar, the Gersa adds in the word Amar over here, he says, you can even say that as long as you untied the top knot, even if you didn't undo the braiding on the bottom of this hut, that it still will be kosher to be used as schach. Because kol eged she'inu us l'taltalai, although it's still, quote, a bundle, they're still attached together, but any bundle that cannot be used to move, for example, such a case, because once you untie the upper knot, if one were to move this cone-shaped hut, it would just totally come apart because it's not strong enough, the weaving that it was weaved on the bottom. Therefore, that itself would make it that loishmei eged, that would make it that it doesn't have the halachic definition of a bundle. A bundle has to be something that can be carried together. Here, although it's still attached, and not like the first opinion that said, yeah, it was untied. Actually, it's not untied, but if one were to try to carry it, it would not withhold the movement. That itself would make it not a bundle. And therefore, that's why you can use these things, as long as you untie the upper knot, to use them as schach, and it's not a problem of chavilma bundle. Again, continuing on this halacha regarding schach, so Amar Abba Amar Shmuel. So another halacha from Rabbi Abba in this arena of schach, he says, Yirakish Amar Chacham, regarding the vegetables that the Chachamim said, that Adam Yitz Ben Yudei Chavas BePesach, that someone can fulfill his chiv of Mor on Pesach, which is chazeres, the lettuce, and his endives, and all the other ones that we mentioned, you can utilize for halacha of Mor. So, Mevi Nesatuma, these types of herbs they could convey, they can bring on tumah to other items when they're still moist. Because as long as they don't dry up, it has halachic status of an oil. As long as it has the proper width of being considered oil. And if, let's say, you have tumah underneath it and another item underneath that same piece of lettuce, so that would transmit tumah to anything that's, quote, under the oil of this mar. However, v'in chaitzin b'fnei tumah. It does not make a chatzitza, does not make a separation to provide shelter for some other item from the halachas of tumah, which is generally, that's halacha. If, let's say, you have tumah, which the tumah goes up all the way up to the shemayim, if you have something of an oil separating it, and then you have an object on top of that, that object on top, as long as there's a gap from the oil of a tefach, from the source of the tumah, it will not transmit tumah. These things will not provide that shelter. Now, the reason is because these herbs, bitter herbs, are very thin. Now, that's why we say that they cannot provide the halacha of oil as a leniency to be a chatzitza in front of the tumah if one were to cover it over a source of a tumah. And actually, that's rabbinically. That was a gezeira that people should not rely on these bitter herbs to be a chatzitza in front of the tumah. And the reason is because you might rely on it when it already is dried out. Now, as Rashi explains, truth be told, these mars, that when they're still moist, just like we said that they actually bring on tumah because they're in oil, same thing would provide halachically midiraisa that they are chatzitzas. Because although the halacha is that something that's makabel tumah, which is by food items, they cannot be chatzitza. However, as Tosfos explains Rashi, that's tumah that these food items were never hukshru makabel tumah, they didn't come in contact with water, hence they cannot be makabel tumah, and therefore it would actually be chatzitza midiraisa. But the problem is that since when they would dry up, they would not be chatzitza, as the Gemara will later explain in the context of why it's not considered kosher schach, and the reason is because it gets all brittle and it just falls apart, therefore it just disintegrates. So therefore, rabbinically we said that although midiraisa, yes, it's chatzitza when it's moist, but since when it's going to be dry, it will not be chatzitza, and we're afraid you might come to rely on that. So therefore we said you can never rely on these bitter herbs to be used as a chatzitza for the tumah. Now, upaislim besukkah mishum aver, and related to this, similar to this halacha, is that we said that it will be considered invalid schach, but more than just invalid schach, we'll consider the mar as if there's ear space over there. Now, what that means is that because there's different halachas regarding pasul schach and ear space. Now, the halacha is that when there's an ear space, that invalidates the schach by a distance of 3 tefachim. As the Gemara later on in the parak will explain, the Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that ear space is a problem with the schach if there's 3 tefachim. And however, regarding schach pasul, even though it's not valid schach, but it's an object, there we say that it's only going to be pasul with 4 tefachim in the middle and only 4 amis on the sides. Now, essentially, we could have said the same thing regarding the mar, where since it's a food item that's eligible to be makabel tumah, hence maybe we'll say we'll consider it schach pasul, and therefore maybe we'll say that it only will be a problem for the schach if it's at least a distance of 4 tefachim, not 3 tefachim. And that is what the chiddush of the Gemara is saying, that no, actually, we consider this mar as ear space, as a stringency, and therefore will be possible for the schach in even at just a distance of 3 tefachim, which the Gemara is my time. What's the reason? It's not nothing. Say it's schach possible. Why is it possible just for 3 tefachim and not 4 tefachim? So that the Gemara answers, which also relates to what we said, why it's not going to be chatzitza for the tumah, although biblically that it's considered an oil, is because kivin del chiyavshi, par kivin afli, since that when it's going to dry up, it's just going to become brittle and fall apart, kaman delesna hudami, it's actually like it's not even there. It's going to disintegrate. We don't view it as something that's of substance. Hence, we're not going to be considering it as schach pasul. We're going to be said as ear space, and therefore it's going to be even more of a problem, not just a 4 tefachim and on the walls where it actually could provide up to 4 amis. Here we're saying that it's like ear space, which no matter if it's in the middle or the edge, it'll be a problem with even just 3 tefachim. Again, that's the reason why we made a gzera for why it's not a chatzitza for tumah, because although biblically it would be a chatzitza, it is an oil. However, because since it would dry up, it's like it's not there, then obviously that's not an oil. So therefore we said the same thing regarding chatzitza and the same things regarding halachas of schach. This cannot be used as schach, and actually it's going to be a psul of even by 3 tefachim. Another halacha from Rababa, Vam Rababa Om Rav Huna, says, Habaitzer, if someone harvests grapes, legas for a wine press, which is when they would step on the grapes to turn it into wine, into grape juice, then ain lo yadois. then the grapes do not have the halacha of yodis of handles. Now what that means is when there's any type of an item, whether it be a vessel, whether it be a food item, there's a handle. It could be a stem, it could be something that's attached to the thing that could contract tumma. So generally, if the yad becomes tummy, so then it's considered as part of the kli and it, or to the food item, and it transmits that tumma to the food item. Now here is what the Gemara is telling us. Actually, we will not consider the grapes in this case for the halacha of yadis. And therefore, if the handle of the grape, which is the stem that the branch is attached to, if that becomes tummy, we will not say that the grape becomes tummy. And the reason is because there's no utility for the handle in when it's by the wine press. And that's because the whole halacha is only based on the concept of when you need the yad, when you need the handle, whether for a vessel, whether for a food item. Here, actually, it will detract. You don't want the handle. It's just going to get in the way when you're trying to press. All you want is just the grape juice that's coming out. Anything else will actually detract. Hence, here the halacha of yadis will not apply. Similarly, and again in the name of Rav Huna by a different Amayra, from Menashe bar Gada Amar Rav Huna, he says, HaKoytzel L'Schach, if someone that's reaping grain for the intention of using those stalks as schach, in lo yadis. They will say that the straw will not have a halacha of yadis in regards to the food item of the grain, and that the straw will not transmit tumah. If let's say the straw is touched by a tumah item, that will not bring tumah to the food item. And the reason is because, again, he doesn't want for them to be attached, for it to be considered a yad as subsidiary, as secondary to the food item, because actually, food item cannot be used as schach. And if you had the person, if there wouldn't be more psilis, more of the shaft, more of the stalks than of the grain, actually, then the sukkah would be puzzle. So the person doesn't want the grain. Actually, it's something that would invalidate the schach, and therefore, since he doesn't want them together, it's not considered a yad, it's not considered something that you're using for another purpose of something else. Therefore, if the handle would become tummy, it will not transmit tumma to the grain. Now the Gemara explains the difference between Rav Abba's version of Rav Huna and Rav Menashe's version of Rav Huna. So it says, the Gemara explains, Manda Amar Koitzer, the one who says that if you're reaping the grain for schach, that there the what's left over is not going to be a yad, which is the pinya of Rav Menashe. So Kol Shekein Boitzer, all the more so would he hold by the wine press that the Loi Nichale, where there the person does not want the handles by the wine press, and the reason is delay nimtzayai lechamri, that because what happens is that whatever is there will draw in the wine, and then the person will be losing the wine that is getting out the wine press. Things absorb the wine, so actually it's detrimental. You not only is it not beneficial, but it's actually detrimental. So therefore, for sure you don't want it. So for sure there that version of the second Rav Menashe's version of Huna would agree to Rav Abba's version that for sure that's not going to be considered yad. However, man de amar boitzer shein lo yadis. However, according to Reb Abba's version, where he said it that if someone's pressing the grapes by the wine press, where then the stems or anything else that's there will not have a halacha of a yad, aval koitzer yesh lo yadis. But he would hold not like the second version, not like Reb Menashe. He would hold that actually there by the grain that there would have a halacha of yad. The nichale, because there is some benefit which the person wants, that the food should be attached to what's left over, so that it provides the person assistance in covering the sukkah as schach, so that the stalk should not fly away, because if you just take the stalks without the grain that's inside, it's going to be lightweight, and wind might blow it away, and it's just all the schach is going to fall off. So actually, in such a case, Reb Abba's version would hold that would have halacha of yadis, because he still wants them to be attached, and the grain, which is heavier, to hold down the stalks, and therefore it would have halacha of yadis. Now, the Gemara says that Neimah de Rav Menashe bar Gada, let's say that Rav Menashe's version of Rav Huna, who he said that even when you're reaping grain for schach, that even there it will not have halacha of yadis. Let's say that's tanohi. Let's say that's a machlokes tanohi. The time like Linda Brisa. The Brisa says, soichi te'enim. These are fig branches. Ubehen te'enim. And on the fig branches, there's figs. Similarly, parchilin, there are vines. Ubehen anov, and on the vines, there are grapes. Kashin, there's straw. Ubehen shibom, and on them, there's the ears of grain. Machbedois, there's the branches of a palm tree, ubehen tamarim, and on them there's dates. Cool on all these cases, in psoilis meruba lo eichlin, if there's more of the refuse, the psoilis, more than the food items, then share that will be kosher eschach, as we explained, that you can't use a food item which could be mekabeltum eschach. However, if you have more of the psoilis, more of that which is not mekabeltum and growth in the ground, so that regarding halachos of bitl barayim, that will say that it's a kosher eschach. Vimla, but if you don't have more of the psoilis than the food item, then psoilis is going to be possible to be used eschach. That was what the Tanna Kama said. Acher maimim, the others say, atshiyu kashin merubin, it's only going to be kosher if the straw or any one of the other psoilis are more than al hayodis, more than the handles, which those are the things which are attached to the food items, that even that one has to have from the psoilis to even be mevatel that, because that also is something that's fit to be mekabel tuma, the al oichlin, and also to then have more the majority over the handle and on the food item. So the Gemara says, my lab b'akim mifli, it doesn't sound like this is what they're arguing about. The Mar Saba that the Achirim hold, yesh lehen yadis, that these things, even grain, which is said that you're using for schach, has halach of handle, and that's why you have to have actually bitl b'rayv of not only of the food item of the grain, but even of the handle of that, that because there is halach of yadis. Umar Saba, however, the Tanakama holds, in lehen yadis, that they don't have handles, which would be like Ramanashi, and that's why you only need to have bitl b'rayv of the grain and not of the handles that's attached to the grain. However, the Gemara says that L'Rab Abba, according to Rab Abba, that was the first version of Huna, that he said that by Beitzer, when you're pressing the grapes for the wine press, there's no Yad. But by Koitzer, as we explained, when you're reaping the grain, there he held that they will have a Lach of Yad. So according to him, Vade Tanoi. According to him, it has to be a Machloikz Tanoim. And you have to say that he's going to tell you that, look, I'm obviously like the Acherim, who hold that there are going to be a Lach of Yad by the grain. Because according to the Tanakama, I, Rav Abba, cannot be like him because he says clearly that there's no halach of yad. Now, and if it would be talking about a case where the actual reaping was originally for eating purposes and only later that they changed their mind to use eschach, well, there for sure you would have to say that there's yad, and still the Tanakhama is saying that there's no yad. So therefore, obviously, Rav Abba says, I'm obviously not like the Tanakhama, and according to me, yes, Rav Abba has to be machlekes tanoi. But and that is what the Gemara's original question was. But do we say, Rav Menashe Bagada, according to him, that he says that when one is reaping the grain for schach purposes, that then there's not going to be have halach of yad, mi lema tanoihi, do we have to say according to him that it's also going to be machloikes tanoim? And that he would say, look, I'm obviously like the Tanakama, who holds that there is no yad. However, the Achayim argue and they hold that there is a yad. Or maybe, can we say that the Bryce is talking about a case when it was originally reaped, it was reaped for eating purposes, and only later did they change their mind, which is the case we're talking about, to use it for schach. And that's why the Achirim are saying that it has yadis. However, if it was originally reaped for the intention of being used as schach, then the Achirim would agree to Rav Menashe that it wouldn't have a yad. So that's the Gemara's question. Is it necessarily machlokes tanoim? Or maybe everyone would agree to him, and that's just talking about a different case? So Amal Chorav Menashe, Menashe would tell you, the Kuli Amisavi, really everyone holds like me, HaKoitz L'Schach Ein Lo Yadis. If someone's reaping it originally to use a schach, so there's no Yadis, because what's the purpose of having the grain attached to the stalk? Actually, the grain is Pasul L'Schach. Everyone would agree that you don't have Halach of Yadis. It will not transmit Tumah to the food item. What are they talking about over here? That there is an opinion that sounds like that there will have yadis. It's kagoyin shekoytz nachil. Well, originally it was reaped for eating purposes. And then later on it was changed to be used as schach. And that's why there is an opinion that holds that it will have yadis because originally it was used for, you had reaped it for eating purposes. Oh, eating purposes. So then that is something that is a yad for the food item which you want them to stay attached. And the other opinion held that no, that still now that you're going to go ahead and use it for schach, so you have no utility for it anymore, and therefore it won't have halacha of yad anymore. However, no one's arguing. Rav Menashe can tell you on my opinion, and they hold that when you're reaping it for schach purposes, that it will not have halacha of yadis.